They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline. And Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS on the road with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks get set to take on the Centurions of Centura. So spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, we finished the season here with the Centura and obviously playing against a team that's sitting at 5-16. You just want to, I guess, finish the season strong and get on into the sub-districts next week.
Well, it's got to be a focused approach. And we talked about that on the minute we stepped off the bus. I sat him down and said, hey, we've got to have a really focused effort for the next week and a half until, you know, and tonight it starts. And I thought we were very focused when we went to Lincoln Lutheran on that trip. And I thought we had a great week last week, but that doesn't mean a lot now. I told the kids, we got to keep building on the momentum and be focused in what your effort needs to be tonight.
Just emotionally, year in and year out, this has been a tough game to get up for. Traditionally, they have not been very good, and we've come up here with a pretty good record. And emotionally, it's just tough to get up for this game.
It is. They're 16, 17-year-old kids, and they go through some of the same things that everybody thinks, you know, in their mind. But last year was the first year in 6 years that we really played up to our potential and played well and kind of took the game into our own hands early and had them playing from behind the whole game. We've been here, and we haven't played well with, state championship-type teams. So our kids... I think I got a little different group here this year. They love the game so much that they want to go out there and perform well. And if they don't, they're going to be really disappointed. But definitely a tough challenge mentally for our kids.
You guys coming off with a performance over Brooding Davenport Schickley in the Heartland Hoops Classic in a game you played pretty well last Saturday.
Well, as a competitor, you go out and you see that Heartland Hoops Classic game on your schedule, and you want to be at a high level. You know, and our opponent, you know, was Brooding Davenport Schickley, who had a tough game the night before against High Plains. I think some of that started to show in the middle of the second quarter on. They seemed to fatigue, and we had a lot of energy and got off to a nice start throughout that ball game. And, played at a high level, shot the ball real well. And sometimes when you shoot it well, you know, everything looks like it's really good. But we limited our turnovers throughout last week, and we're getting extra possessions, and we're really settled in on a rotation now of 8-9 players, and that the kids know their role and they're really playing at a high level.
Defensively, another pretty good performance against Bruni Davenport Schickley.
Yeah, I thought we had to control, you know, their high ball screen and guard play for Techmeyer. He's such a good guard of handling their offense that if we didn't do a good job there, we had to make everybody else speed up a little bit, and I thought we did that. I think we held their outside shooting to virtually nothing. The biggest disappointment was probably they got to the free throw line 28 times last week, and some of that was, you know, late in the game, and we didn't do a very good job of staying broke down, and they were just driving it to get to the free throw line. But we took away a lot of the things that we wanted to and came away with a good victory.
Sitting on the doorstep of a postseason play, this team looks like it's playing at a pretty high level right now.
Well, when you have a group of juniors that got bitten, stung a little bit last year as sophomores, their whole goal, you know, throughout the season was to play at a high level late and give themselves an opportunity. You know, we've still got a lot of work to do. There's a game tonight and then hopefully three games in districts and all the way down, you know, hopefully put yourself in position to play in the state tournament. And that's, you know, what we really emphasized this week in practice. We had three solid practices with just getting back to some basic fundamentals that sometimes, you know, you have a week of a bunch of games you don't focus so much on. And we told the kids we've still got a lot of work to do. There's areas for improvement, and that's what we're going with.
Areas of improvement, where are you focusing on right now?
Well, we definitely want to be better communicators. Well, the atmospheres get louder and louder as you go throughout the season, and we really think our defense is our staple. We want to be really good at communicating and knowing every situation, and at times I think we're doing a good job of that, and then at times, you know, we're just playing on ability and maybe better than, say, a Brooning Davenport Schickley at every position. So communication, we've got to get good on finishing around the rim. We've been better, and our free throw percentage is going up from the free throw line. So we've gotten things going in the right direction. It's just a matter of the kids' will to get a little bit better as the season goes on.
All right, Centura here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Centurions as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. We're on the road with the Hawks tonight as we get set to take on Centura. You've got Dave Oldman on the other side, a guy who's won a lot of basketball games, coach. So when you got him coaching against you, you know they're going to be at least prepared to play this game.
No doubt about it. Dave has seen a lot of national anthems, let me tell you that. And he'll have his kids prepared. They're a younger group. This is where he can – kind of mold the team into what he wants. And you can see that he's got, a couple guards he really works with the Meyer kid. He really gets him a lot of shots. And then Holcomb inside, I think he's, from this year to last year, just looks like he's more of a physical presence in the paint. He was a good basketball player last year. Looks like he's not afraid to go at any type of size this year. So, they've got some pieces. They're sophomore dominated in a lot of areas. But they really play hard for him, and I think he's going to get things going in the right direction.
Myers and Holcomb, again, they're two leading scorers. They account for most of their offense. They don't score a lot, and that's probably been their downfall right now.
Yeah, I mean, some of that probably has to do with playing those young kids. I know what it's like when we bring a young kid into the game. They don't want to – the game speed is so at such an intensity that they don't want to make a mistake, so they don't really look to score and things like that. Now, these kids have been thrown into the fire for some of his – Meyer and Holcomb played quite a bit for him last year, and you can see where they're a little more comfortable with the game speed, and all the rest of their kids, are going to be good basketball players. It's just a matter of, catching up with the game a little bit.
I'm sure we want to just jump out to run out for the bats and get the game going our way and kind of, I guess, settle into the ball game and let it unfold, right?
Yeah, we want to get off to a good start. We're on the road and definitely want to get an up-tempo atmosphere. I mean, I don't think we want to play half-court possessions. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of zone and probably some junk defense, out of Dave, and that's what, they're known for. So we've got to make sure the tempo is big and we can defend well and not give them anything easy. I think you're right. They have struggled to score, and our kids will definitely bring their best defensive effort. But I think for us it's really getting into a groove, moving the basketball and getting up and down the floor so we don't have to play that 5-on-5 tempo every trip.
But working against the zone is probably pretty good at this point of the season. You'll probably see that here coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are going to probably see that on Tuesday, whoever our opponent is, and then possibly, if we can get through that to the district final. So you adjust to everything. Last week was more of a man-to-man week, and then the weeks before that were zone. So our kids are used to preparing for that, but, it's always a little different. Everybody runs their zone a little different. Maybe they trap here, or they take away your high post, or they don't allow anything, on the perimeter, and they give you the lane. So, we've got to see what they give us, and our kids are getting a lot better at adjusting to the different types of zone they've seen. So, moving the basketball, still screening bodies when you got an opportunity, and getting your guys that can score shots.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. St. Cecilia and Centura tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
It's time for high school basketball action on Platte River Radio.
There's Bailey Richard with the ball. Now to Pancratz for three. Shot good. Sophia Pancratz knocks down a three-pointer. We're tied.
Tonight, sub-districts take center stage as March Madness begins its yearly invasion into the heartland.
Scope goes in the lane. Shot is up and in by Carly Wright. Wright gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Lucy Scope gets the assist. And St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 36-29.
Many schools enter tonight's contest as top seeds, but could slip to a team on the bubble if the Cinderella slipper fits, or a team ready to make a run.
They get things into a Bostock. Bostock fakes and now drives into the hole. Her shot is up and in. Holly Bostock's got a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 6-4.
Tonight's action brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, let's head courtside for tonight's game.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage here on 1230 KHAS. Not sub-district tournament action tonight. We've got the season finale as far as the regular season is concerned. The Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia, they're on the road tonight playing here in Centura against the Centurions. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 20 wins and no losses. Actually, 20 wins and one loss in the season. The only loss for St. Cecilia this year to Grand Island Central Catholic in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Since then, the Hawks have come back with five straight wins, including the win the other day in the Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island when they beat Brooding Davenport Shickley by a score of 64-38. The Hawks are tuning up for the postseason, which gets underway on Tuesday night over in Minden. St. Cecilia is a team that's averaging 56 points per ball game in offense. They have done a job on defense this year, giving up only 36.9 points per ball game. They face a team tonight as coached by the veteran Dave Ullman, who spent some time up in Norfolk, spent a lot of years at Grand Island Senior High, spent a couple of years at Donovan Trumbull, and now he's here at Centura trying to rebuild this program. It has not been a successful year this year. They are 5-16 on the season. Centura is a team that's averaging 43 points per ball game in offense, but to give up 51.9 on the defensive end. Only five wins this year have been to Parkview Christian. Also, they beat Bertrand in the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament this year. Then picked up three straight wins over Gibbons, St. Paul, and Fordson. That was back in the latter part of January, but since then, this is a team that has lost four games in a row as they head into this basketball game here tonight. In fact, this is their second to the last game. They've got a contest tomorrow night with a contest against Burwell. So it's a Centura and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight in boys high school basketball action. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Centurions, we'll go with Grant Myers tonight, a 5'9" senior. Myers is averaging 12.7 points per ball game. Zach Harston is a 5'10" senior. Harston is averaging about 1 point per ball game. Jacob Christensen is a 5'9" senior. Christensen is averaging 1.3 per ball game. Travis Holcomb is a 6'3" junior. Holcomb is averaging 11.8 points per ball game. And Dylan McInturf is a 6'2" senior. McInturf is averaging 3.7 points per ball game. For the Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia, it'll be Dayton Seeley getting a start tonight. A 6 foot junior. Seeley is averaging 4.9 points per ball game. Derek Boyd, 6'4" and a junior. Derek Boyd is averaging 10.8 points per game. Then Brooks Asher, leading scorer on the team, 6'2" and a junior. Asher is averaging 16 points per ball game. Zach Kitten, a 6'5" junior. Kitten averaging 10.9, and then Seth Kirkegaard, 6'2" and a junior. He's averaging 5.6 points per ball game.
Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Singing of the national anthem here tonight at Centura High School as we get sent for basketball action here tonight. The only other Hastings team in action tonight is Adams Central. The boys are there playing in Kearney against Kearney Catholic. Halftime scores, Kearney Catholic out on top of Adams Central tonight. The score is 25-20. So the Adams Central boys in Kearney tonight to take on the Stars are trailing 25-20 at the end of the first half. They got an early start tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Centura in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in burgundy tonight. Ball is in the air. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. The Hawks will shoot to our basket to our right. Just underway here at Centura High School, a boys high school basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia finishing off the regular season with this encounter here with the Centurions. And Centura will start off in a zone defense here. That's what the Hawks expected, and that's what they get here in this first possession. As they take it to Kierkegaard down in the corner, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Asher. Rebound comes down by Staten Seeley. He goes up on a traveling violation. Seeley trying to return it back up there to the rim, and he comes back down as he leaves his feet. And the traveling violation called there on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks traditionally have finished off the regular season with this trip to Centura, and they've brought some pretty good basketball teams up here and have not played very well. I think last year was about the first time they really had a solid basketball game against the Centura. Other than that, the previous 5 or 6 years, they have not played very well here in this regular season finale. Centura has got the ball for the first time here tonight. They've been kind of offensively challenged this year. They're averaging only 43.1 points per ball game on offense. This is a leading scorer out there in three-point territory. Now they swing it to the far side to Harston. They lob it inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Holcomb, but he picks it back up. Out of Dylan McInturf, off of the right side, a three-pointer thrown up there by Myers is no good. Rebound comes down to Seeley. Now to Asher down the near sideline. Asher all the way down on the baseline, brings it back out on the wing to Kitten. Now to Seeley down in the left corner. That's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Offensive rebound, Boyd, follow shot good. Derek Boyd gets the offensive rebound and the putback, and the Hawks go out on top by a score of 2-0. Just underway, we've played about to 90 seconds here in the basketball game from Centura tonight. Centurion's coming back with the ball. That's Holcomb inside. It's not going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Boyd. Boyd has got it now for St. Cecilia. Down the far sideline. Asher has got it. Cross-court pass comes to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard comes out in three-point territory. Derek Boyd, now to Seeley. Down in the corner. That's Asher. Drives the baseline. Kicks it back out here to Kierkegaard for three on the wing. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Picked up on a baseline and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch there by the Centurion, so Hastings St. Cecilia will play the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They've got a 2-0 lead. They just lob it into the lane. Shot up there by Asher is going to be no good. The ball is out of bounds again. And it's last touched again by Centura. Holcomb was over there. And also McInturf was over there for Centura to try to grab the rebound. Neither could get there, and it goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. The Hawks have the lead 2-0. Early in this ball game, entry pass to get it inside to Kitten. Drives the ball down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called inside as Kitten took the ball right down the lane. Dylan McInturf picks up the foul. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Centurions. So now Zach Kitten goes to the free throw line. Kitten, a 64% foul shooter in the season. He's 54 out of 84 from the free throw line this year. His shot is up there, and it's around the rim and down. Hawks continue to try to improve their free throw shooting. They're now up to 59% as a team. They're hitting 54% of their field goals this year and 35% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And St. Cecilia now with a 3-0 lead. 3-0 the score. We have played just over 2 minutes here in the first quarter from Centura High School tonight. Dribbling with the ball off the floor is going to be Jacob Christensen as he gets it into the offensive zone out here to Grant Byers. Dribbles it down to the left side of the lane, stops there. Byers lobs it back out into three-point territory. That's going to be McInturf with the ball. He drives it to the wing on the right side, throws it down in the corner to Christensen. It sounds up and in. Just inside the three-point ring, Jacob Christensen hits one for Centura. That's a 3-2 ball game now. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes Brooks Asher back now for St. Cecilia to Seeley. Down in the corner to Kierkegaard. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. First turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Grant Myers gets the interception. Gives it back to McInturf. Feeds it inside to Holcomb. His shot is up there left-handed and scores. Travis Holcomb scores. And Centura comes back to grab a 4-3 advantage here over Hastings St. Cecilia. We're 3 minutes into the ballgame. In the first quarter of play, St. Cecilia working against the zone. Here's Kierkegaard back out between the rings. That's Seeley. Down in the corner now to Asher. Entry pass again. Goes to Kitten. Down in the basket. His reverse layup is up there and in. Zach Kitten gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks go back out on top by a score of 5-4. Here comes Centura back the other way now. Shooting to our basket to our left. That's Christensen. High right side. Picked up over there by Dayton Seeley. The Grant Myers out here between the circles. They swing it over here to the left side. Myers now drives. His shot is up there and in. Grant Myers scoring there for Centura. That's a 6-5 ball game now. Centura's got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Against Centura, the team has only been averaging 43 points per ball game in offense this year. They're giving up 51 on the defensive end. Here's a Kierkegaard to Kitten. Comes outside now to Dayton Seeley as he holds the ball out here. Against that 2-1-2 zone defense that Dave Ullman is installing here at Centura. There's an entry pass going to be deflected away from Boyd, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Centura. That's the second turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game. Grant Myers comes back now to Zach Arston. Arston comes out between the rings to McInturf. Inside now, they get it to Holcomb. Back out on the wing to Myers for three. Shot is up there, no good. Bound for the rebound, brought down there by Grant Myers of Centura. Now to McInturf. His shot is up there, it's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Kitten guns the ball away out of Brooks Asher down the near sideline. That's going to be a Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down to Seeley on the left side of the lane. Back out to the top of the key to Kitten. He drives the ball down the lane. His running one-hander is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Travis Holcomb. It's a 6-5 ball game. Centura has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Centura 5-16 on the season. St. Cecilia ranked number one in Class C2. They are 20-1 on the year. Grant Myers for three. His shot good. Grant Myers now with 5 points in the ballgame as Centura has got a 4-point lead. 9-5 here over Hastings St. Cecilia. We're about 5 minutes into this first quarter from Centura High School tonight. There's a Dayton Seeley with the ball to Kierkegaard in the wing here on the right side. Kierkegaard holds it. Rainbow pass comes out to Seeley. Inside down to Boyd. The Kierkegaard 4-3. Shot from the near sideline is going to be no good. Long rebound poked out by Asher. It's picked up here by Seeley. Hops to the free throw line to Kierkegaard. Down low now on the block on the right side to Kitten. Back out to Seeley, to Asher for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher nails a three-pointer from the wing on the left side. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks are back to within 1 point. 9-8 is the score. So a good first quarter here at Centura. Centurions have the lead. Centura's got the ball in their offensive zone. They got it over here on the left side. That's going to be Grant Myers as St. Cecilia's in a man-to-man defense. Myers driving, turnaround jumper, left side of the lane. Good. Grant Myers, he feels it tonight. He's got 7 points. 11-8 is the score. Centura has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. The Kitten down to Dayton Seeley out to the top of the key. There's a pass down low. It's going to be Kitten. His shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten got loose on the baseline. Nice pass there by Seeley. He gets the assist. Zach Kitten gets a field goal. Zach now with 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back to within one. 11-10 is the score. Here comes Centura back the other way. It's going to be McInturf. High right side. Throws it out here to Harston. Harston brings it back to the wing on the right side. That's Jacob Christensen. They lob it inside to Holcomb. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Nice move to the basket there by Travis Holcomb against a Kitten. That's a 13-10 ball game. Centura's got the lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Kierkegaard with it on the wing. Comes out to Kitten. Now to Seeley. There's Asher on the far sideline. This Seeley. Entry pass to Kitten. Kicks it back out to Kierkegaard in the wing. Back down in the corner of the right side. That goes to Zach Kitten again. Dribbles once. Cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted by McInturf. That is a dangerous pass against the any zone defense. McInturf has got it again. Down here on the baseline on the right side. They get it out high right side down to Jacob Christensen. Christensen down to Harston. They work it back around to the left side to Grant Myers. 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Myers throws up a shot over Seeley. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Zach Kitten with a rebound. He'll dribble up the floor now for St. Cecilia. Crosses the 10-second line. Goes over on the far sideline down to Brooks Asher. Entry pass to get it again to Kitten. He dribbles back out in between the circles here for the Hawks. Here's Dayton Seeley down in the corner to Kierkegaard. His zone defense causing some problems here for St. Cecilia. There's Asher in the pass down low to Boyd. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in a play. Derek Boyd gets the field goal on a nice pass by Brooks Asher in the lane. And Boyd will go to the free throw line here for the Hawks to try to make this a three-point play. 24.9 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 13-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing by a point. Personal foul is going to be whistled here. That's going to go on to McInturf. That's going to be his second. A plethora of substitutions coming in there now. Alex Tino coming in for St. Cecilia. Hunter Fisher is coming in as well. Grant Schmidt coming in for the Hawks. We're going to have Jose Guzman coming in for the Centurions. Shot from the free throw line by Boyd is up there and in. So Derek Boyd gets the three-point play, and St. Cecilia has come back to tie this score at 13 points apiece. Here comes Centura back with the ball. This is Hunter Kasperson, who's into the ball game now. Gets it out here to Guzman. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Boyd. That's a first turnover on Centura. Alex Tino back with the ball. 5 seconds down in the corner. Brooks Asher for three. His shot no good. We're going to have a foul called on the rebound. Grant Schmidt grabs the rebound there for the Hawks. But a personal foul is going to be called on Travis Holcomb of Centura. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side with 1.2 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Alex Tino will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia, but we got a substitute coming in for Centura. Grant Myers checks back into the lineup for the Centurions. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 1.2 seconds to play here in the first. Tino looking to get it in to Grant Schmidt. His shot for the window is no good. That's the end of the first quarter to play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball here at Centura. It's the Centurions 13, Hastings St. Cecilia 13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're tied up at 13 points apiece in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Long range jumper for Centura for 3 points. A shot good by Grant Myers. Myers has got 10 points here in the first half of play for Centura. And the Centurions have got the lead 16-13 over Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks continue to work against this zone defense. Here's Asher with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Hunter Fisher. He throws it down in the corner to Tino now on the left side. Back out to Grant Schmidt. Dribble penetration down the lane to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Boyd. Puts a man in the air. Goes up and he's hacked on the arm. And Derek Boyd will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. After being hit on the play, personal foul is going to be whistled here on Centura. It's going to go on Tanner Rosenquist, who just checked in there now for Dave Ullman and the Centurions. to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Boyd. His shot is up there and his shot good. Derek Boyd now 6 points in the basketball game. He's 2 out of 2 from the line today. 16-14. Centura has got a 2-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Next shot is up there and in. That's like on a rope. No arch whatsoever in the free throw, but Derek Boyd gets the end result as he goes smashing through the rim there. He gets the free throw to make it a 16-15 ball game. Here's Rosenquist with the ball now for Centura to the far sideline to Grant Myers, who has had a hot hand for the Centurions here in this first quarter of play. Rosenquist, free throw line extended right side, holds the ball, dribbles once, comes out to McInturf, 25 feet away from the basket, dribbles down the left side of the lane, down on the baseline, down to Rosenquist. He drives toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Tanner Rosenquist scoring there for Centura. That's his first field goal, and it's an 18-15 ball game now. Centura has led most of this ball game here against AC St. Cecilia. There's Alex Tino with the ball, high right side. They get it to a Zach Kitten. Kitten stomps out here in the three-point territory. Comes over here to Hunter Fisher. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. A timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks are having problems against this zone defense. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Your first quarter number is brought to you by the Food Cupboard, located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. St. Cecilia 5 out of 13 from the field in the first half, just 38%. Centura was 6 out of 10 in the first quarter for 60%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 6 on three-pointers for 17%. Centura 1 out of 3 for 33%. St. Cecilia out-rebounding Centura in the first quarter is 6-2. Four turnovers for St. Cecilia. Centura had one. And St. Cecilia right now trailing Centura by the score of 18-15. We're in the second quarter now with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the quarter. Asher has got the ball down on the baseline and a bounce pass to get it down to Kitten, out of Asher. Back out here to between the rings again to Grant Schmidt. Kierkegaard in the wing. Entry pass to Kitten. Down low to Hunter Fisher. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up in the lane here by Rosenquist. So it's an 18-15 ball game. Centura's got a 3-point lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Myers with the ball to Rosenquist. High right side on the wing here. Working against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Rosenquist moves it down in the corner, and the offensive foul is going to be called down there. They get the ball down in the corner to Hunter Kasperson. An offensive foul is going to be called on the Rosenquist, trying to set a screen over there for Kasperson. That's going to be the second foul on the Rosenquist. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Centurions. St. Cecilia has not committed a foul yet here in the first half. 18-15 is the score. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the second quarter from Centura High School tonight. St. Cecilia with the ball. Seeley sends it down in the corner to Grant Schmidt. Out to Kierkegaard. Now to Seeley. Right sideline again to Grant Schmidt. They continue to work against this zone, throwing the ball around the perimeter out there. Kierkegaard has got it. He lobs over here to Grant Schmidt. The ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Hunter Fisher. Down on the baseline to Seeley. He drives. Can't put up a shot. Gets it to Kitten. He's running one-hander. Dwayne Good. Zach Kitten now with 6 points in the ballgame, making 7 points in the ballgame for Kitten. And it's an 18-17 ball game now. Centura's got a 1-point lead over the top-ranked Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Hunter Kasperson with the ball. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Second turnover there on Centura. The ball intercepted by Kitten. He gets it in the hands of Kierkegaard. Here come the Hawks. Kitten has got it now in 3-point territory to Dayton Seeley. Entry pass mishandled by Fisher, and the ball is picked up by Kasperson. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Grant Myers comes back with the ball now for Centura. Their burgundy and white uniform shooting to our basket to our left with a 1-point lead, 18-17. In boys high school basketball, Rosenquist has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Rosenquist picks up the dribble. Now he's in trouble. Bounce pass comes over here on the near side to Grant Myers. Grant Myers trying to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. Comes to a jump stop there. Bounce pass down low. Kasperson, his shot is up and in. Hunter Kasperson scores. Has now a 20-17 ball game. Centura again has got a three-point lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Down to 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the second quarter. Seth Kierkegaard holds the ball. Cross-court pass comes to Dayton Seeley. Seeley down in the corner for the Hawks. He's double teamed, gets away, dribbles to the elbow. Still can't put up a shot. Down in the left corner, Grant Schmidt out to Kierkegaard for three. Top of the key, it's off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Grant Schmidt keeps her alive for St. Cecilia. To Kierkegaard, now to Seeley for three. His shot is no good. Rebound is brought down in the lane there by Rosenquist. 20-17, Centura's got a three-point lead over the Blue Hawks. Here comes Grant Myers with the ball, comes over on the wing. That's Kasperson. Entry pass to get it inside to Holcomb. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Travis Holcomb scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Centura has got a five-point lead, and here's a driving layup at the other end by Kierkegaard. It's good. So it's 22-19. The Hawks got behind the Centura defense that time. They were late getting back. Kierkegaard with a driving layup. Now driving to the basket back the other way. A foul is going to be called. That was Rosenquist taking the ball with a hole there for Centura. And he was fouled in a play. It's going to go on Grant Schmidt. That's going to be his first foul. That is the first team foul in St. Cecilia here in the first half of play. And we got 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. Asher comes back in. Boyd comes back in. Alex Tino comes back in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Centurions out on top by a score of 22-19, trying to pull off a huge upset here tonight in regular season action. There's a Rosenquist with the ball over on the wing on the right side to Grant Myers behind his screen. Myers has it knocked loose. He picks her back up. Goes on a far sideline down to a Wyatt Gleason who's into the ball game. To Jacob Christensen. Bombs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Holcomb. And the ball's going to be brought down here by Boyd. Third turnover now on the Centurions. Hastings St. Cecilia can tie here with a three-point field goal. Asher's got it here on the near sideline. Jump pass goes to the far side to Dayton Seeley. Down on the baseline. Boyd drives, shoots, and misses the shot. Rebound tapped out and is picked up here by Rosenquist coming back the other way for Centura. He has his pocket picked there by Dayton Seeley. A turnover in Centura. Here comes Seeley back the other way. His driving layup is no good. And the rebound comes down to Jacob Christensen. Christensen has got it now for Centura. Down the right sideline to Grant Myers. Dribbles down in the corner. Lobs the ball inside. Travis Holcomb with the ball. He backs up. Can't do anything with the ball. Comes out to Rosenquist. Out in three-point territory. Stands out here with the ball high above his head. Comes over to Wyatt Gleason. Back out between the rings. That's going to be Myers with the ball. Drives it against Tino. Foul call on Alex Tino. Alex picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two. Calling the Blue Hawks here in this first half of play. End of the ball game now for Centura is going to be Jaden Myers. Going out will be Tanner Rosenquist. Myers will inbound the ball with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, 22-19. Centura has got the lead over the Blue Hawks today. Here's a Jaden Myers on the right sideline, and now we've got a timeout called. A timeout called here by Centura. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We've got a timeout, 2:13 to play second quarter. It's Centura 22, Hastings St. Cecilia 19.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Centurions out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia and boys high school play. The score is 22-19. This is the final regular season game of the year for Hastings St. Cecilia, trying to finish things off strong here tonight to move into the sub-district competition next Tuesday over in Minden. St. Cecilia will have the opening game over there on Tuesday against either Superior or Franklin. Those two teams will play on Monday night, and then St. Cecilia will play the winner in the first ball game on Tuesday. St. Cecilia right now concerned with the Centurions. They're trailing by a score of 22-19. Centura has got the ball. Myers has got it. High left side as he gets away from Asher. Comes out here to Grant Myers. He's picked up by Alex Tino. Grant Myers dribbling to the ball, sends it over the wing on the right side to Jacob Christensen. Two-handed pass comes out on top to a Jaden Myers. Again, picked up there by Asher. To the right sideline, that's Wyatt Gleason with the ball. Now to Grant Myers, dribble penetration down the lane, comes to a stop. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Boyd. That is the fifth turnover now in Hastings St. Cecilia. Fifth turnover on Centura. Hawks have got the ball. Here's Asher. He drives into the hole, dumps it off to Kitten. His shot is up there. It's going to be up there off of the back iron. No good. Boyd with a rebound, and he's hammered on the play and knocked down. Derek Boyd will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia as he was fouled in a play by Wyatt Gleason. Gleason picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number six on Centura. Going to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks will be Derek Boyd. He has got 7 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. And a shot is up there and in. Derek Boyd will have one more. St. Cecilia, a team that's been averaging 56.7 points per ball game, giving up just 36.9 on the defensive end. The Centura has already put, 22 points on the board here in the second quarter. Derek Boyd will have another one. His shot is up there and in. And now it's a 22-21 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Actually, St. Cecilia's down by one. Centura's got the lead. Rosenquist is coming back into the ball game now for Centura. Tanner Rosenquist. Centura will now inbound the ball. St. Cecilia pressuring here in backcourt. Here's Guzman with the ball. Guzman gets away from Asher down the right sideline. Comes over here to Rosenquist. On the wing on the left side, now to Guzman. Guzman has got it here in the three-point territory out near the 10-second line. Sets up here against the Brooks Asher. Jose Guzman dribbling with the ball. Goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Rosenquist with the ball. He drives it. Gets away with a palming violation. Sends it inside. Nice pass. And his shot is up and in by Hunter Kasperson. So I think we had a double dribble and a palming violation on that series. And neither one was called. There's a long shot put up there by Asher that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Guzman. He runs her back the other way. Jose down the lane. Down to Kasperson. Short right baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound picked up here by St. Cecilia. 46 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, here's Alex Tino with the ball. And now Centura settles back into that zone defense. It's got some problems for the Hawks here tonight. Down in the deep left corner is going to be Kitten. He dribbles and hands it out here to a Brooks Asher. Now to Alex Tino, to Dayton Seeley. Down in the corner again, that's going to be Boyd. Jump pass out to Asher, wide open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Brooks Asher hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and we're tied up at 24 points apiece. 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Grant Myers comes across the 10-second line, falls down, then gets the ball to Rosenquist. He drives it down the lane. He's checked on the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul there will go in St. Cecilia. That's just their third team foul here in this first half of play, so this will be no free throws here. The foul is going to go on Tino. That's going to be his second. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Grant Schmidt. Tino checks out. Centura will have 8.3 seconds to work here in the second quarter. They'll inbound off of the far sideline. As they get things in, Grant Myers has got it out here in three-point territory. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Myers launches up. Shot's going to be blocked down there by Kitten, and that's the end of the first half of play. First half comes to a screeching halt here at the Centura. Good ball game. A lot closer than a lot of folks thought this thing would be tonight. Facing St. Cecilia and Centura, we're tied up at 24 points apiece at halftime, and you're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Get more than you expect at Burnham
Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Busy Friday night, Hastings St. Cecilia with a tussle on their hands here tonight. On the road playing at Centura, traditionally a place that we have not played very well over the past several years, and the Hawks now playing up to their standards here. I'm sure in the first half of play, as Kevin Asher will be going through that during his little halftime conversation in the locker room. St. Cecilia tied up at 24 points apiece with Centura. Hawks got out to a 3-0 advantage in the first quarter, but Centura comes back to score four straight points to grab the lead. A seesaw battle throughout the last couple of minutes of the first quarter. Centura actually had a 9-5 lead in the first. We were tied up at 13 points apiece at the buzzer at the end of the first period. And then Centura got out to a 22-17 lead in the second quarter of play, but St. Cecilia then outscoring Centura 7-2 the rest of the way, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. It's 24-24. AC St. Cecilia and Centura battling here tonight in boys high school basketball action. Scoring so far, we'll get to the scoring update brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Derek Boyd is leading Hastings St. Cecilia so far. Boyd has got a couple of field goals, and he is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points. Zach Kitney has got 3 field goals, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 7. Brooks Asher, he's got 2 3-pointers for 6. Seth Kierkegaard, he's got a field goal and 2 points for the Blue Hawks here in the first half. St. Cecilia shooting the ball well from the free throw line. They are 6 out of 7. Meanwhile, Centura has not shot a free throw so far in this first half of play. Their leading scorer is Grant Myers. Myers has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and he's got 2 2-point field goals. Myers with 10 points here in the first half. Other scorers, Travis Holcomb, he's got 3 field goals and 6. Hunter Kasperson came off of the bench to hit a couple of field goals for 4. Jacob Christensen has got a field goal for 2. And Tanner Rosenquist, he's got a field goal and 2 points against Centura and Hastings St. Cecilia, tied up at 24 points apiece here at halftime. The scoring numbers at the break, courtesy of the Food Cupboard of Hastings. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Again, at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 24, Centura 24. You're listening to high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, statistician Gene Shaw, back here at the Centura High School gym here tonight. Facing St. Cecilia and Centura, tied up at 24 points apiece. Shooting numbers here in the first half. Look at this, 69% for Centura. The Centurions hitting 11 out of 16 in the first half. They were 5 out of 6 in the second quarter alone for 83%. So they're 11 out of 16 in the first half for 69%. Hastings St. Cecilia connecting on just 8 of their 23 shots for 35%. The Centurions are 2 out of 4 on three-pointers for 50%. Hastings St. Cecilia, 3 out of 10 for 30%. The rebounds right now, St. Cecilia's got 10, Centura's got 7. The Hawks with 6 offensive rebounds and 4 on defense. Centura's got 1 offensive rebound and 6 on defense. 5 turnovers for Hastings St. Cecilia so far in this basketball game. Centura, they've got 4 turnovers. St. Cecilia again, 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, 86%. Centura is 0 out of 2 from the line here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia with no block shots. Centura with no block shots here in the first half. But again, it's a 24-24 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia and Centura tied up here at the break. Tomorrow we will have Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College will be in action. Their final regular season games tomorrow as they take on the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. Their time will be at 1:45 for the Pepsi pregame show tomorrow, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Last night, we had a sub-district tournament action for the girls in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Some sub-district finals from last night, C1-10. It was Kearney Catholic beating Minden by a score of 49-38. So now the Whippets must wait to see if they can receive a wild card to get into the state tournament this year in Class C1. Sutton took care of Fillmore Central in girls' play last night, the final of 61-24. Hastings St. Cecilia winners last night as they picked up a win over Sandy Creek, a hard-fought 62-47 win over the Cougars. Centura, the girls, picking up a win over Ravenna last night to win their sub-district, 46-21. In Class D1, it was Bruning Davenport Shickley over Heartland, 51-25. D1-9 last night, Blue Hill over Red Cloud, 49-21. D1-10, Axtell, winners over Elm Creek, 56-43. And D2-6, Giltner over Silver Lake, 57-47. Those teams will now move on to district competition, district championships next Friday night. And the pairings that we have in Class C1 in the area, Central City will play Kearney Catholic at Hastings College. In Class C2, it'll be Sutton against Nebraska Christian. They'll play that one at Aurora. Also in C2, it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing Centura next Friday night at 7 o'clock. That's a game you'll be able to hear on 1230 KHS, as they will play that one at Grand Island Central Catholic. Blue Hill is going to play Axtell in Class D1. That's going to be held at Adams Central High School next Friday night. Giltner is going to be playing Spalding Academy. That will be next Friday night at St. Paul. And the winners, obviously, in those districts will move on to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln coming up the first weekend of March down in the capital city. We're at halftime. 24-24 is our score. Boys High School play tonight between Centura and Hastings St. Cecilia. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia going to work on their opening possession of the second half as getting it into Zach Kitten, and he's fouled into play. Kitten going to the free throw line, and he misses his first shot here. So St. Cecilia is now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. They're tied up at 24 points apiece. We're in the third quarter at Centura High School tonight. Here comes the next shot. It is up there and good by Kitten. And that gives Hastings St. Cecilia the advantage now here in the third quarter at 25-24. So here comes Centura back in their offensive zone. They have a shove off out here in 3-point territory as Myers backs Kierkegaard away from him. Goes on a high post there to a Holcomb with his back to the basket. Down the right side to Jacob Christensen. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here. There's a Dylan McInturf, who's out here in 3-point territory. McInturf gets into the hands here of Rosenquist. Tanner Rosenquist comes to the near sideline again to Jacob Christensen. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds. Reaching for that baby was a Travis Holcomb. He couldn't grab it as he climbs the ladder in the paint there and couldn't come down with it. And it's a turnover on Centura. That's their sixth of the ball game. Now Hastings St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. It's a 25-24 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. The Hawks come back in their forecourt. This is Dayton Seeley with the ball. Centura stays with that zone defense. There's a pass down low to Boyd. His shot's up there and in. Derek Boyd scores as they got her down to the baseline. Boyd has now got 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 27-24. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Jacob Christensen. His shot from 15 is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Boyd. Derek Boyd has got the ball in backcourt. Goes over to Kierkegaard on the right sideline. Brings it back down in the left corner. That's Asher with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Draws contact. Foul called. And Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line as he was in the active shooting here. Jacob Christensen picks up the personal foul for Centura. That's going to be his first. So Asher goes to the free throw line with 6 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 27-24. Hawks have the lead. Asher to the line here for St. Cecilia. He's a 76% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there and in. Brooks Asher now with 7 points in the basketball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hunter Kasperson comes back into the ball game now for Centura. Going out will be Jacob Christensen. Brooks Asher back to the line here for the Hawks. Takes a deep breath, toes the mark. Shot is up there. Shot in and out, no good. Boyd taps the ball. It's picked up by Kitten. Keeps it alive here for the Hawks. Down in the corner to Asher for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound again to St. Cecilia. Pass to Kierkegaard, and his shot is up there and in. Kierkegaard gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. Seeley grabbed that rebound, got the ball to Kierkegaard, and now we got a timeout here for Centura. The Centurions call a timeout with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia on a 6-0 run here to begin this third quarter of play. It's now a 30-24 ball game. Here's the inbounds pass, nearly intercepted by Kierkegaard. Now a foul is called in backcourt. Kierkegaard got his hands on it here in backcourt. But then a personal foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia's Dayton Seeley. Seeley picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 1 on the Blue Hawks here in the third quarter of play. Centura will inbound the ball off on the near side. The ball is going to be poked away by Asher, but it's right into the hands of Grant Myers for Centura. And now he'll bring things up against Kierkegaard. Runs it across the 10-second line. Comes over here on the wing. Asher takes a swipe. There's a pass that's going to be tipped away. Seeley has got the ball. He has it knocked loose. Seeley picks her back up. A turnover on Centura. That is their sixth of the ball game. And now Seeley loses control of the ball. It is picked up here by Rosenquist. That's 6 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. The Hawks are out on top of the Centurions now by a score of 30-24. Here's Myers at the free throw line. He's covered up. Down to Rosenquist. He backs up out here in 3-point territory. Rosenquist around his screen, moves it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Now to Kasperson. His shot in the lane is up there and in. Hunter Kasperson, an off-balance shot, a one-hander down the lane, and it goes right through the hole. He's got 6 points. 30-26. Here's Boyd, drives a shot, no good. Rebound Kitten. He wheels in the lane, puts up a shot. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Dylan McIntyre, or McInturf, for a Centura. McInturf gets it away now. Grant Myers has got the ball around his screen from McInturf. Takes it down on the baseline. Puts a man in the air. 10-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kierkegaard. Long pass ahead to Brooks Asher. Drives it for the hole. Contact made. Shot no good. He's fouled in the play. And Asher will go to the free throw line here. Racing St. Cecilia as he was fouled in the play here. The personal is going to be called on Hunter Kasperson. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on the Centurions. High school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS, the final regular season game of the year for Hastings St. Cecilia. Shot from the free throw line by Brooks Asher is up there. It's good. Rattles around up there on top of the rim and finally goes down through the hole. Asher now with 8 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia. 31-26. Hawks have got a 5-point lead. Grant Schmidt is waiting here at the scorer's table. He wants to check in, but he's going to have to wait. Second shot is up there by Asher. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Centura. Now a foul is called here in backcourt. Going to go on Kierkegaard. Seth Kierkegaard picks up the foul for St. Cecilia in backcourt. So it's now a 31-26 ball game. 31-26 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. It's going to be Centura playing the ball in on the far sideline. Travis Holcomb has got the ball. He gets it into McIntyre, who gets it to Rosenquist, right at the free throw line, hesitates now, drives it toward the goal, mishandles the ball, picks it up on the baseline. Rosenquist, again, has got the ball. He has it knocked out of his hands and is picked up here by Asher. A turnover on Centura. Asher puts a little shoulder into Rosenquist, and now it's going to be knocked loose, and the foul is going to be called. Asher kind of put his shoulder into Rosenquist, got the ball away, and the foul is going to be called here in the forecourt on Tanner Rosenquist. He comes back and commits the personal foul. That's going to be his third. He checks out now. Jaden Myers comes back in there. 31-26 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 5 points. A little tougher than we expected here tonight. But 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the third. Here's Asher. His shot is up there. No good, and he's fouled in the play. They say it was on the floor before the shot, so we're going to have a ball being played in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dylan McInturf picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third, so he's going to have to check out. McInturf out, and coming in is be Wyatt Gleason. Centura giving away a little meat there, and that's a substitution. There's a Grant Schmidt with the ball high left side now for the Hawks. Two-handed pass comes out between the rings. Dayton Seeley to Asher, back to Seeley, down in the left corner. Grant Schmidt, his pass in the lane is going to be tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get it in there to a Derek Boyd. He was being held on the play by a Travis Holcomb. And Holcomb picks up his third personal foul. So now Centura getting into foul trouble. They've got McInturf and Holcomb. They're two big guys with three personal fouls apiece. And then you've got Tanner Rosenquist, who's been the guard on the perimeter. He's also got three fouls. So now it's going to be Holcomb coming out. McInturf is going to come back in there. 31-26 is the score. St. Cecilia has got a 5-point lead. Hawks with the ball. Here's Asher. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. Seeley for three. Shot is up there. No good. Kasperson grabs the rebound for the Centurions. Kasperson gets the ball away. Here comes Centura down the right side of the lane. That's Myers with the ball. He stops there, being guarded by Grant Schmidt. Shovels the ball away down in the low block to Kasperson. Moves it down in the corner again to Myers. He puts a man in the air, throws up a shot from 10 and scores. Grant Myers has got 12 points in the ball game here for Centura. 31-28. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. They lob it inside to a Kitten. He dribbles with it. Comes out here. Grant Schmidt, top of the key. Two-handed pass goes over to Seeley. Down on the baseline. The shot by Boyd from 10. No good. Rebound Kasperson. Hunter Kasperson grabs the board there for the Centurions. They get the ball ahead now to Wyatt Gleason. Gleason out to Myers. High right side out here in 3-point territory. Takes the shot, unloads, and misses. Rebound comes down to Deaton Seeley. Seeley runs her back the other way for the Hawks. There's Asher. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Seeley to Asher scores, and Asher will go to the free throw line now for the Blue Hawks to try to make this a 3-point play. Asher now with 10 points in the ball game. Racing St. Cecilia, the personal foul is going to go on McInturf, and that's going to be his fourth personal foul. So four fouls now on Dylan McInturf. He's 6'2" and a senior here for the Centurions. Asher to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a 3-point play by Asher. He's now 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. Tanner Rosenquist comes into the ball game. Coming out is going to be McInturf. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead now over Centura here in the third quarter, 34-28. We were tied up at 24 points apiece at halftime tonight. Centura is going to inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is Kasperson, as he will get things in to Myers. Grant Myers will bring things up against Alex Tino. Myers races into the offensive zone, dribbles to the top of the key, some contact made, no foul called. Kasperson dribbling to the ball at the top of the circle, picks up the dribble, goes to the far sideline out of Gleason. Leeson brings it back out to Kasperson at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura ball. Last touch by the Hawks down there. Derek Boyd was the last to touch it for St. Cecilia. Centura will play things in. Baseline right side, earning thrown basket. Jackson Noakes comes into the ballgame now for Centura for the first time tonight. Jaden Myers will check out. Kasperson with it. Out of Jackson Noakes, being guarded there by Alex Tino. Noakes gets the ball in the hands of Grant Myers, just to the right of the circle. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted, but a foul is going to be called. Boyd got the interception, but a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. Blaine Boyd picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So Centura will play things in again from underneath their own basket. Kasperson drives the ball into the rack. His shot over Boyd is going to be partially deflected. Derek Boyd grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. As he gets the ball away now, Alex Tino into the forecourt. Out to Derek Boyd. Shovels off on the right side to Grant Schmidt. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. 34-28 here in the third quarter of play. Entry pass. Derek Boyd goes up with a shot. Good. Boyd now at 13 in the ball game. St. Cecilia has stretched their lead. 36-28. Centura has scored only 4 points here in this quarter. St. Cecilia has outscored him 12-4 here in this third. Jackson Noakes has got the ball around the screen from Kasperson. Jackson Noakes out here in 3-point territory. Now the ball tipped away by Tino, and a foul is going to be called. Tino tipping the ball away out here near the 10-second line and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. For Alex Tino, that's going to be his third foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia here in the third quarter, so no free throws here. It'll be Centura playing things in on the far sideline. Here comes Zach Arston back into the ball game now for Centura. Coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Zach Kitten. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Boys high school basketball action here tonight at Centura. 36-28. There's a Hunter Kasperson. His reverse layup is going to be partially deflected there by Kitten, and the ball is brought down by Boyd. Blaine Boyd with the basketball as he gets it away. Now to Trey Asher, who's into the ball game. To Grant Schmidt. Now to Asher here on the near side. To Grant Schmidt. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Kitten. Goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound tapped around. It's picked up here by Centura. Wyatt Gleason with the rebound. Gets it away now to Kasperson. Runs her back the other way for Centura. Gets into the hands of Harston as he drives. Puts it off with a window. No good. Rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia's Hunter Fisher. Hunter Fisher gets it away now to Trey Asher. Stumps it across the midcourt stripe with 90 seconds to play. There's an entry pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Kitten. He goes for the basket. His shot good, and he's fouled. Not the way they drew it up. The ball was deflected in the lane there, and the ball went right to Zach Kitten, who took the ball to the hole and scores, and he's fouled in the play. And Kitten will have a chance at a three-point play here for St. Cecilia. Kitten has now got 10 points in the basketball game. The foul went on Grant Myers. That's going to be his first foul. So now Kitten goes to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 3 so far tonight. 64% foul shooter on the season for Zach Kitten. St. Cecilia's now got a 10-point lead. A 14-4 quarter so far for St. Cecilia. There's a shot by Kitten that is up there, and it hits the front iron, and he gets the reverse spin down to the hole. It's good. So now it's a 39-28 ball game. St. Cecilia's stretching out their lead here in quarter number 3. Centura needs a field goal to stay in the ballgame. They're not going to get it on this possession as Wyatt Gleason gets hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 9 on Centura here in the basketball game. 39-28 to score. 1:08 to play. Centura had the lead of 5 points late in the second quarter, but Hastings St. Cecilia has dominated this second half so far. Hawks have the ball. Here's Dayton Seeley. Comes out to Asher. Now to Trey Asher here on the near side. Cross-court pass goes to Brooks Asher for three. The shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound. Boyd, his shot is up and in. Blaine Boyd grabs the rebound in the lane and scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. That's now 41-28. The Hawks with a 13-point lead, and now we got a foul called back here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Dayton Seeley. That's going to be his second team foul. Number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Still a non-shooting situation, so Centura will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Jackson Noakes back into the ball game. Arston will come to the bench now for the Centurions. Centurion will play things in. Here's Noakes with the ball. High right side. Gets it to Myers for three. Shot is up there. Misses badly from three. And now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to go on Centura. That's going to be their ninth team foul here in the second half of play. It's going to go on to Jaden Myers. That's going to be his first. So now we're going to have some free throws again. Brooks Asher will go to the charity stripe here for St. Cecilia. Asher has got 11 points in the basketball game. Kierkegaard comes in now for head coach Kevin Asher. Coming out is going to be Zach Kitten. Brooks Asher to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks. Asher looks up there, and his shot is going to be good. He'll get one more. It's the front end of the 1-1, and St. Cecilia has now got a 42-28 lead. We were tied up at 24 points apiece at halftime. Asher will have one more. Looks up there, and his shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound, Blaine Boyd in the lane. Keeps it alive here for the Blue Hawks. Gets the offensive board after the missed shot there by Brooks Asher. Now St. Cecilia can play for the final shot here in his third quarter with a 14-point lead at 42-28. Here's Dayton Seatley with the ball here on the near sideline. Centura is still in this zone defense, but they're extending it out now to pressure the Hawks out here in three-point territory. 10 seconds. There's Kierkegaard. Jump pass to Asher. He drives the ball to the baseline now toward the goal. Dishes off to Boyd. His shot is up there and in. 2 seconds. 1 second. And the quarter is over. Blaine Boyd gets the field goal on the assist from Brooks Asher with 2 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and time expires in the third. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 16-point lead after three quarters. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Centura. Rather, Hastings St. Cecilia 44, Centura 28. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia outscores Centura 20-4 in the third quarter. Now the Hawks have a 44-28 advantage over the Centurions to start this fourth and final quarter. Centura has got the ball in their offensive end. This is going to be a McIntyre for the ball. He's back in there. He'll play with four personal fouls. Why not? You're in the fourth quarter. There's an entry pass to get it inside to Holcomb. His shot from 10 is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten for St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Boyd. Down to Kitten. The Seeley down in the corner. Kierkegaard open for three. Takes a shot. Misses badly. Asher saves it. He does, but it's mishandled there by Boyd. And the ball's going to be picked up by Grant Myers. Myers has got it down for Centura. Brings it across the 10-second line. Goes over to Jose Guzman, who's into the ball game now. Deep in the left corner. McInturf has got it. Rainbow pass comes out here to Rosenquist. 25 feet away from the basket. Drives it. Spins it at the free throw line. Now a palming violation. A palming violation is called on the Rosenquist. That's going to be turnover number 10 now on Centura here in the basketball game. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has opened up a 44-28 lead over Centura. The Centurions have scored only 4 points in the first 8 minutes of the second half here against the St. Cecilia defense, who has been rock solid all year long, giving up only 36 points per ball game. St. Cecilia now with a 16-point lead. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be over the head of Seeley into the backcourt. Picked up here by Centura. Now a foul is going to be called. Ball was picked up by Grant Myers, and he was hit from behind there by the Hawks. A foul is going to go on Kierkegaard. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia, so a non-shooting situation again. Centura will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out here in the three-point territory to a McInturf. McInturf goes over to Jose Guzman. Now McInturf gets the ball back to Guzman down in the corner. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man. The ball's going to be knocked loose from Guzman. 3-4 players hit the deck, and we've got a jump ball called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia's. That's going to be another turnover on Centura. 11 miscues in the ballgame now for the Centurions. And St. Cecilia's is starting to stretch their lead now. 44-28 is the score. We got 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Centura stays hunkered down in this zone defense. Asher with the ball on the far sideline. Skip pass goes down in the deep left corner to Kierkegaard. Moves to his right. Gets it in the Kitten. Down in the right corner to Asher for 3. Shot good. Brooks Asher nails a 3-pointer from the deep right corner. He's got 15 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 47-28 in this basketball game. Here's Jose Guzman with the ball to McInturf. Down on the baseline, Rosenquist. He drives it against Seeley, and we got a foul called. The foul here will go on Dayton Seeley. Facing St. Cecilia right now in a 13-0 run against the Centurions, bridging the third quarter and the fourth quarters. And the Hawks are out on top by a score of 47-28. To the free throw line will be Tanner Rosenquist. His shot is up there and his shot good. So that breaks the run there by the Hawks. Rosenquist is a 63% foul shooter in the season. He nails his first one here tonight. First free throw made by the Centurions here in this basketball game tonight. Rosenquist will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Brooks Asher dribbles the ball to the near sideline, so it's 47-29. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead, looking for their 21st win of the season here tonight. It has not come easy. This ball game was tied up at 24 points apiece at halftime. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Now to Asher. High left side, moves the ball into the paint on the dribble. Down in the right corner, Kierkegaard for 3. In and out, no good. Ball tapped around, Kitten grabs the ball. Kitten out of Asher, his shot is up and in. Asher now with 17 points in the ball game. We got a timeout here from Centura. The Centurions want to talk things over with 5:15 to play in the third quarter. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. 5:15 to play. Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Centura 29.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones that builders choose most. Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy squaredeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Third quarter numbers brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings and also by the Food Cupboard. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 47% in the third quarter. Now hitting 39% for the ball game. Centura was just 25% in the third quarter. They were 2 out of 8. They're now hitting 13 out of 24 from the field for about 54%, but they're still trailing big time here in this one. 49-29. St. Cecilia was 0 out of 3 on 3-pointers in the third period. Centura was 0 out of 2. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jackson Noakes. For Centura, he has not scored so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks have got the ball into the forecourt now to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down to Dayton Seeley. Comes across the top. That's going to be Kitten with the ball down in the corner. Now to Boyd. He drives the ball toward the goal. Gives it up down to Kitten. He takes the ball into the paint. Throws it up there. Right-handed. His shot no good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. The officials look and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Hawks will play things in. Grant Schmidt checking in the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Dayton Seeley. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, coming up after this one, we'll have the player of the game and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here on this Friday night. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Kierkegaard with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Kitten. Down in the right corner again to Asher. Won't pull the trigger from three. Instead goes to Schmidt. Now back to Asher again. Dribble penetration. Back out to Kitten in the lane. Down in the corner now to Kierkegaard. He drives the ball to the rack. His shot is up there. No good, and he's fouling the play. I think it took St. Cecilia a couple of quarters to figure out how to attack this zone, and they're doing a pretty good job at it here in the second half. Personal foul is going to go here on the Dylan McInturf, and he's just fouled out of the basketball game. He fouls out with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the game. He leaves with no points. So now Dave Ullman will have to go to the bench here. That's going to send Hunter Kasperson back into the ball game. Waiting at the free throw line here for St. Cecilia is going to be Seth Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard with 4 points in the basketball game and a couple of field goals. He has not shot a free throw tonight. He is 60% for the season, though, at 23 out of 38. As Kierkegaard goes to the line here for St. Cecilia, and his shot is up there and in. St. Cecilia's now hit 50 points here in this ball game. It looked bleak at the beginning of the contest. 50 to 29 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a big lead now over Centura. Next shot by Kierkegaard is up there. Hits the front iron, back iron, and down through the hole. 51 to 29. 27 to 5 for St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. Centura scored only 5 points in a quarter and a half. Here's Grant Myers with the ball on the high right side now for the Centurions. St. Cecilia is still man-to-man. Myers cranks up a three. That misses everything. Centura tries to save it. They do. Down here on the baseline to Holquist. His shot is up there. Holcomb. His shot is going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Nice save down there by the Centurions. Grant Schmidt picks up the personal foul. And Travis Holcomb now goes to the free throw line for Centura. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far tonight. 64% from the free throw line this season, but he misses this one. This is the final regular season game for Hastings St. Cecilia. They'll start sub-district play next Tuesday. Centura, they still have a ball game tomorrow night as they will take on Burwell before they start their sub-district play next week. 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 51 to 29. Next shot by Holcomb is up there. He misses that one, and the rebound comes down to the Hawks. Hunter Fisher with the ball for St. Cecilia here in backcourt. Now to Grant Schmidt. Drops it across the 10-second line to Kierkegaard. Down in the corner to Boyd. Fakes the three. Dribbles toward the goal. Trapped underneath the basket. A reverse layup is up there. No good. But he's hacked on the arm. And Boyd again will go to the free throw line. Grant Myers picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. 10 fouls plus on Centura here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Derek Boyd. 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight, and he misses that one. He'll get one more. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Zach Harston comes into the ball game now for Centura. Coming out would be Jackson Noakes. Derek Boyd will have one more shot here for the Hawks. His shot is up there. It's going to be out for the back iron. No good. Rebound, Hunter Fisher. Hunter Fisher grabs it into the backcourt now as they get the ball back there to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard keeps it alive to Grant Schmidt on the wing. Skip pass down in the corner to Boyd. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kasperson. Kasperson has got the ball for Centura. Out of the far sideline, running for the hole and being fouled in the play is going to be Grant Myers. Myers just took off like he was shot out of a cannon as he took it down the left sideline and then cut her to the goal, and he was fouled in the play. And Myers will go to the free throw line after being hacked in the arm here by Kierkegaard. Third foul on Seth Kierkegaard. Grant Myers in the free throw line. He has not shot a free throw tonight. Now he has, and he's converted. As that one goes down through the hole, Grant Myers now with 13 points in the ball game for Centura. Into the ball game, Jacob Christensen now for the Centurions. Going out is going to be Hunter Kasperson. Next shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Down to 3:28 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead, 51 to 30. Hawks have the ball. Kierkegaard deep in the left corner, dribbles with it to his right. Comes out here to Grant Schmidt now. Centura still in their zone defense. Alex Tino on the wing to Grant Schmidt. Down in the corner to Kierkegaard. His pass is going to be off of the fingertips of Fisher out of bounds. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their seventh in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will play in the sub-district tournament in Minden next Tuesday night. They'll play the winner of the Monday matchup between Superior and Franklin. That'll be at 6 o'clock on Tuesday at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. 51 to 30 is the score. Here's a shot from the elbow by Myers. It's good. Myers has had a pretty good ball game here for Centura. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. And now it's a 19-point ball game at 51 to 32. Kierkegaard down in the corner to Fisher. Gets it inside to Schmidt. Driving for the basket. His shot good. Grant Schmidt scores. Hunter Fisher gets the assist. 53 to 32. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's a Guzman with the ball. Guzman goes to the elbow. That's going to be Jacob Christensen. He gives it up. Back out to Guzman out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the wing. That's Grant Myers. Dribbles it in the paint. Tries to dish it off to Holcomb. The ball is knocked loose. Myers grabs the ball. He's on his knees and gets it out here to a Guzman. Guzman is open. Takes the three and knocks it down. Jose Guzman knocks down a three-pointer there for the Centurions. 53 to 35 is the score now. 2 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter from Centura High School. Grant Schmidt, deep on the right side. Gets it down to Fisher. Now to Tino. Top of the circle. Three-pointer put up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Tino grabs the ball at the free throw line. Tino on the dribble. Moves it over to Grant Schmidt on the far sideline. Grant Schmidt out to Tino. Top of the circle. Now to Kierkegaard in the wing. Entry pass inside. Hunter Fisher kicks it back out to Kierkegaard. Back out to the top of the circle. That's going to be Grant Schmidt. He just backs up near the 10-second line. Minute and 37 seconds to play. Hawks have an 18-point lead. 53-35. Boyd jump pass to Kierkegaard. Brings it back out to Tino at the top of the circle. Tino around the screen. And now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by Hastings St. Cecilia. And the timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Hastings against Northwestern at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 1:45 for the Pepsi pregame show. 2 o'clock for the women's game. 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here, trying to lock up their 21st win of the 2014-2015 season. 53-35. Here's Fisher driving the baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good, and the foul is called. That's Blaine Boyd with the offensive board there, and he was hacked to the arm as he goes up for the foul shot. And now Boyd goes to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul goes on Travis Holcomb. And Holcomb just picked up his fifth personal foul. So Travis Holcomb fouls out of the ball game now with 1:11 to play. So both Holcomb and McInturf foul out of the ball game for Centura. Holcomb leads with 6 points. Blaine Boyd will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's got a couple of field goals and 4. Boyd puts it up there. The shot is off of the mark. No good. Blaine Boyd will get him one more. Jaden Myers coming in. Freddie Ramirez coming into the ball game now for Centura. Here comes Dawson Kasperson into the ball game as well. Head coach Dave Ullman, whose team is going to drop to 5 wins and 17 losses on the season. Blaine Boyd will have one more. His shot is up there and in. Boyd hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and it's 54-35. Hastings St. Cecilia leading here in this one. A big second half. This ball game was tied up at 24 points apiece at halftime. Freddie Ramirez with the ball now. Ramirez to Myers. Out here in three-point territory to Harston. His shot is up and in. Zach Harston knocks down a three-pointer. That's his second tray that he has hit so far this season. 54-38. 48 seconds to play here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Here's Alex Tino to the far sideline. Dayton Seeley has got it. Seeley moves the ball down to the baseline now toward the goal. Trapped underneath the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Blocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Kasperson. Kasperson gets it now into the hands of Jose Guzman as he comes into the forecourt, runs into Tino. Ball knocked loose, and Guzman picks her up. 25 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Ramirez has got it. He has it knocked loose. It's into the backcourt. It's saved from going into the backcourt by Ramirez. Centura keeps it alive here. They've got 14 seconds to play there. The ball is knocked loose by Tino, and a foul is going to be called. Tino knocks the ball loose from Jose Guzman. And Alex Tino picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his fourth. Coming up, we've got the player of the game and the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Jose Guzman to the free throw line here for Centura. He's got 3 points in the ball game on a three-pointer. He's a 59% foul shooter on the season. Guzman's free throw is up there. It's short. No good. He'll get one more. 11.9 seconds to play now. Hastings St. Cecilia 54. Centura 38. Next shot by Guzman is up there and in, so he gets 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now Dave Ullman, I think, wants to call a timeout here to get a couple of guys into the ball game. And he's going to call the timeout with 10.6 seconds to play. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Truck Month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during Truck Month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at Centura High School. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Tight ball game early. We were tied up at 13 at the end of the first quarter. Tied up at 24 at halftime, but the Hawks have owned this second half of play. They've outscored Centura 30-15 here in the second half. They've got a 54-39 advantage now in the final seconds of this ball game. Tino has got the ball to Dayton Seeley. Down the right sideline, hustles into the forecourt. Seeley just stops out there. The ball knocked loose, and that's going to be the end of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win it here tonight over Centura. Final score, St. Cecilia 54 and Centura 39. So the Hawks, they improved to 21 wins and one loss on the season. They will play in the sub-district basketball tournament next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock at Minden against either Franklin or Superior. Meanwhile, Centura, they fall to 5 wins and 17 losses. They'll take on Burwell tomorrow night. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Centura 54-39. Back with the final numbers after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in boys high school basketball. The final score of 54-39. The Hawks outscoring Centura 30-15 in the second half of play after the two teams deadlocked in the first half at 24 points apiece. St. Cecilia leading 44-28 after three quarters as they went on a 20-4 run during that third quarter of play. And they go on to win tonight by a score of 54-39. St. Cecilia getting 17 points in the ball game from Brooks Asher tonight, 13 from Derek Boyd, 11 from Zach Kitten. Other scorers, Seth Kierkegaard had 6, Blaine Boyd had 5 points, and Grant Schmidt had 2. St. Cecilia was 15 out of 21 from the free throw line. Centura, they were just 3 out of 9 from the line tonight. They got 15 points from Grant Myers, 6 points for Travis Holcomb, 4 points from Jose Guzman, and 3 points apiece from Zach Harston and also Tanner Rosenquist. Facing St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 54-39. The Hawks are now 21-1 on the season. Now stay tuned for the player of the game or the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
This is the Player of the Game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's Player of the Game.
And Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Centura by a score of 54-39. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Hawks putting three players in double figures tonight offensively, maybe after a slow start against that zone defense in the first half. Brooks Asher, 17 points in the ball game tonight. Derek Boyd had 13. Zach Kitten had 11 points. All candidates for our Player of the Game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game again for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Brooks Asher. He leads the way in scoring again tonight with 17 points in the basketball game. He had 3 3-pointers. He had 2 2-point field goals, and he was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Asher had 6 points in the first half, came back with 11 more in the second half of play. Brooks Asher, the leading scorer and our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, as the Hawks knock off Centura by a score of 54-39. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Right back here at Centura High School. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia with a win tonight over Centura. Well, a score of 54-39. Again, it was 13-13 at the end of the first quarter, 24-24 at halftime. St. Cecilia then outscoring Centura 20-4 in the third quarter of play to grab a 44-28 advantage. And they go on to win tonight over the Centurions by a score of 54-39. So St. Cecilia now 21-1 in the season. They will play in the opening round of the sub-district tournament coming up next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock against either Franklin or Superior. Those two teams will play on the Monday night for the right to move on to face the Hawks on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Centura, they dropped to 5 wins and 17 losses on the season. They will take on Burwell tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia ended up shooting 38% from the field here tonight. They were 18 out of 48. Centura ended up shooting 16 out of 30 for 53%. As Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame show. And coach, a win here tonight, a big second half for you. Just your feelings on the basketball game.
Well, you know, they're 16 and 17-year-old kids, and
they didn't show respect to Centura, obviously, with their mental approach to this game, and that's disappointing because we give them a good scouting report. We had good practices. We knew exactly what they were going to do. And then you come out here and lay an egg the first half. A lot of that is Centura's fired up to play a real good basketball team, and we're not. And we adjusted their minds a little bit at halftime and, you know, give our kids credit. They dug down, held them to like 5 points for the next 12 minutes. But that's got to be there from the beginning. That comes down to us coaches getting our kids more prepared than we were. And, you know, as a coach, that's our job, and we didn't do a very good job.
Just came out flat in the first half. Did you have problems attacking that zone defense?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you got to find players that want to play against that zone. And, you know, you can't do any more preparation in practice. We simulated it. We got the exact simulation of what we saw out here. But you have to finish inside. You have to knock down shots. You got to get shots for your shooters. And I thought, you know, outside of a couple guys, we're in big trouble tonight.
Hastings St. Cecilia goes on to win this baby by the score of 54-39, but it was a 24-24 ball game at halftime. And in the second half, you guys kind of came out after a little adjustment there at halftime and played pretty well, I thought, in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the second half, our intensity level went from, you know, they've got two really, really good basketball players. And we let them get off early, and that's the one cardinal sin of a good basketball player. Meyer and Holcomb could play for any team around, and the rest of their kids played really, really hard. And what we did is allow them to get going and give them a little bit of life. And Coach Oman's going to have his kids ready. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's been in all kinds of different situations, and you know, he may not have the wins this year or whatever, but he had his kids ready. So the second half, we just told our kids, you know, we couldn't draw up anything. We just tried to attack the interior more. Our bigs, you know, were having some success getting the ball, but then they got to finish, and you know, they got to get to the free throw line and knock down free throws. So, you know, lesson learned. We didn't see zone last week. We saw zone all up to that point and really got fine tuned in it. We're going to see a lot of zone this next coming week.
You got the ball inside your post players in the second half of play. Was that just the guards getting in there? They're just working harder inside? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, just looking for it a little more. And we really ran about three or four sets where we really screened the middle of the zone and tried to hit our posts. And, you know, they did a nice job of attacking the rim off that. And, you know, it works in twofold. You play tougher defense. You generate a little offense out of it. You frustrate them, wear them down a little bit. And I thought our bench was good again tonight. They came in and provided a lot of energy on the defensive end and didn't make a lot of mistakes offensively.
You like to go into some district tournaments with a blast, and I don't think we get that feeling coming out of here tonight. We got some work to do by next
week.
Yeah,
and it's always been that way. That's the sad thing. I told them 6 out of the last 7 years we haven't played well to end the season, and I don't know if they're looking ahead to next week, you know, but give Centura credit. They were ready, and now we'll be fine. These kids will bounce back. They're very, very – basketball IQ is real high, and they'll come back Sunday, and we'll practice Sunday, Monday, and get ready for who we have the next round. So, you know, like we told our kids, it's one and done now. Yeah, the wild card might be out there, but we got burned by that last year, and we're not going to go in, you know, thinking that, hey, that's in the bag. That's not anywhere in our vocabulary this year.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks for the coverage, Mike.
Yep. Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks win it here tonight by the score of 54-39 over Centura. Final numbers in the ball game: St. Cecilia was 18 out of 48 from the field tonight, just 38% against the Centurions. Meanwhile, Centura hit 16 out of 30 for 53%. The Hawks out-rebounding Centura tonight 32-15. St. Cecilia had 16 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Centura with just 2 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. St. Cecilia from three-point territory, only 4 out of 17 tonight for 24%. Centura was 4 out of 9 for 44%. Centura had 12 turnovers in the ballgame. St. Cecilia had 8. 7 steals for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, 6 for Centura. St. Cecilia had 1 block shot. Centura had none. And from the free throw line, the Hawks were 15 out of 23 for 65%. And Centura was 3 out of 10 for 30%. So Hastings St. Cecilia again wins this basketball game, but It was the second half, a 30-15 run in the second half of play for St. Cecilia. They break away from a 24-24 halftime tie, and they go on to post their 21st win of the season here tonight. They're now 21-1 as they get ready for postseason action next week. Basketball coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS will be the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College will take on Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off for the women's game will be at 2. The guys will follow at 4 o'clock. Our Pepsi pregame show begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. That'll do it from Centura tonight. From my statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Carroll.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.